Number one, where are you looking? Because if the club is the primary environment where you're looking for a good guy, you're in the wrong spot. Number two, where are you not looking? Have you been to the university lectures? Have you been to any of the political debates? Have you been to any of the investment club meetings? If you want to meet a man who's about something, put yourself in an environment where people are about something. It's amazing how many women looking for a good man at the swap meet, on the cruise. He ain't on a cruise to meet a wife. He's on the cruise to clap cheeks.
Slayer.
Okay. So sisters got to stop trying to find the right guy in the wrong environment. And the third thing I would say to Black women, are you too self-guarded that you pushing men away who would have normally approached you had it not been for this energy of don't talk to me? And guess what? A lot of single women give off an energy of don't talk to me because they're not conscious of how guarded they are about being hurt. She don't even realize she's repelling men. She's repelling them because she's so afraid of getting hurt that sends out a nonverbal signal to me that she might already be taken. Don't even look there. Sisters have to work on their nonverbal behavior.
Wow.
Three-step formula for you. Way to listen.
I'm telling you,
she's
everything.
Taken care of.
Shout out to, I think this is Duwede Doe. She says, are we sure that we want to promote polygamy under the current conditions in the community? What about promoting the practice of sexual discipline? She then goes to mention 1 in 5 people have an STD and most of us will absolutely not share.
Okay, couple of things. Number one, polygyny does not mean the absence of sexual discipline. I would even argue that it promotes sexual discipline because it makes men accountable for all the undercover relationships that they're not claiming in public.
Ooh.
I don't need a woman's relationship to have sex with multiple women. We can do that in Atlanta.
Yeah.
If I'm telling you I want plural marriage, I'm telling you I want to be responsible and accountable to y'all. Otherwise, I could stay a serial monogamist for life. Who's stopping you from being a serial monogamist? Nobody. Who's stopping you from being a serial monogamist?
Not a person.
Nobody. You understand? Mm-hmm. So serial monogamy does not require approval. If I'm saying polygyny, I'm saying I want these two women to come together and meet and see if they can work with me so we can build. And if we look at this economically, if we're trying to fast track Black people, because you know the Black-white wealth gap like this, if we want to close the Black-white wealth gap, take any emotions out, you got to go polygyny. Three incomes is better than two. Do you feel me? If you really looking at this from an economic empowerment perspective, polygyny is the way to go economically. Now, the reason why sisters can't share has nothing to do with being a woman. Because in Africa, they share. In the Caribbean, they share. Black America can't share. Do you want to know why?
Why is that?
The biggest reason polygyny cannot work right now in Black America is not the men. Women are in a competition with each other. Black women have a worse relationship than Black men. And because of that petty, catty, comparing their hair, comparing their body, comparing their clothes, comparing their job, comparing their car, they compare and compete with each other more than we do. So you mean to tell me the same sister I'm trying to outdo, I got to work with her so we can share you? I'm out. She wants to outdo her. She don't want to cooperate with her. Polygyny is communal cooperation between queens. If you're competing with Black women, how are you going to cooperate? And I tell you another reason why sisters got to at least have the conversation. Because let me be clear. I'm not saying sisters got to accept polygyny forever. It could be temporary. The next 10 years, the next 20 years, till we get out this shit. I'm not saying perpetually. But until we fix this, when Black men stop killing other Black men because they all got a chance to be successful, then maybe we can stop the polygyny. It's only when there's an imbalance in the male-female ratio. But guess what? Because there's not enough men to go around, sisterhood ain't never been the same. Our sisters' relationship with each other has been impaired by the fact they're competing over the same men. I can't tell you the stories I've heard about sisters taking sisters' husbands, best friend taking best friend husbands.
I've heard that from mom and daughter.
Yes, because it ain't enough to go around. So my thing is this. Here's the eternal question. What are we ultimately doing this for? Are we doing it for ourselves, or are we doing it for the community? Because if we're doing it for the community, you're going to have to consider polygyny, because on paper without the emotions, it's one of the best things we can do for some men who can afford to do it in a time-limited fashion. But I agree with what she said, though. I do believe Black men have sexually objectified Black women so much that I think a lot of us would try to abuse the polygyny. And for that reason, we would need a council of elders. We're not doing this on our own. There's a council of elders that oversee all plural marriages, who will supervise them, counsel them, guide them. We will look to elders who are already in plural relationships to help us do this thing the right way. Here's the reality. This is the one thing I disagree with the sisters on. I understand their sentiment when they talk about polygyny and how it can be abused, right?
Right.
Here's where I disagree. They say, why don't we just practice celibacy and monogamy until we get our act together as Black America? Who you know is waiting to have sex until Black America gets his act together?
Right. Not one person.
You see how unrealistic? See, yeah. That is the type of unrealistic suggestions that could put out there. It's not realistic. Guess what? The sister without a man, she's not even waiting to find a single man. She gonna co-opt the married man behind a married woman's back until she find a man. You see what I'm saying? So we gotta be honest. Nobody's hormones is waiting for the community to rebuild itself. So we gotta deal with reality as it is. And let's be, the older women get, the higher their sexual appetite go. So you mean to tell me you got all these 35 to 55 year old sisters who on fire, and they going to go straight celibate until the Black community fixes itself? Do a poll on that shit.
I had a very well-respected therapist come up here, and we told him we was going to do an event. And we said, man, you know, a lot of the problem with a lot of these events in the relationship space is always women, right? Not the fellas.
Yeah.
And I told her, listen, our goal was to have it 60-40. We wanted to have 40% men. She said, no, Ty, you need to have 50%. I said, why is that? She said, because when there's not enough men in the room, the nature of the women in the room start to change. I said, what do you mean by that? And this is a woman, by the way. She's a woman. And she's like, Ty, you don't put enough men in the room, you're going to see all the women will compete. All of a sudden, they will not be as collaborative in talking to each other.
What I just say.
They'll be more likely to be catty and, you know, group up. And, you know, it won't be the atmosphere, won't be the energy you want if you don't produce that.
It either has to be all women or more men than women, she said.
And it's what she's, it was, right. What or she communicated. Or yeah, perfect balance. Because if you do that, not a man ain't happy, right?
Right.
But see, the reality of the situation was, that was just an event that we were discussing. Now, when you talk about an entire environment, an ecosystem where there's not enough men, what can be created from that? It makes a lot of sense. Yes. And now you talk about, so when we start talking about, you pretty much called out the Black American, in particular women, having the biggest issue with sharing.
Yes.
Is it just solely because of the numbers being so lopsided? Like, why is the competing? Why is the competing so bad?
Because it ain't enough to go around. It's not enough.
Is that simple?
That's the biggest part. There's other factors, but that's the biggest part. If you are a woman, a Black woman in America right now, and you live in a major city or even rural, you know that there's only one Black man for every 20 of you guys. You see what I'm saying? And it's not a happy set of affairs to have to deal with. And I got to say this to the radical Black feminist queens who are successful. It's not that you're too strong and Black men can't put up with a strong woman. A lot of you are too nasty and condescending. Some women want men to worship them, like literally. That's why you lonely. They'll say, I'm lonely because I make too much money and he intimidated. I got too much education and he intimidated. That's true for a lot of men. But for the men who make the same money and got the same education, it's not true. We not messing with you because you too nasty and
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Again, and you want somebody to kiss your ass, and we're not going to do that. So we got narcissism. The sisters got some narcissism they got to handle too, especially the successful sisters. They can have the nose in the air for real. You know, I'm not cooking. What? You're not cooking? And let me tell this to the sisters who don't want to cook.
There's a lot of them.
If you are a black woman who don't want to cook, make sure you and your husband never go to Africa for vacation. Never go to the Caribbean for vacation. Facts. And don't go to the deep south of the United States for vacation.
And that's changing.
And that's changing too. It is.
Unfortunately.
It is. But I'm going to say this to you. There's no better way for a woman to steal your man than through his stomach.
Man, that's a fact.
That principle is as old as Moses. And it starts off real simple. Because first of all, women who don't have men are always scheming on how to take yours, the competition. So when a woman knows you don't cook for your man, she start cooking. Hey, girl, I made some greens. Get these to Mike, Mike.
You better toss them damn greens in the trash.
that's one thing. So I think women really understand that, because I would never seriously consider dating a woman that doesn't know how to cook.
Me either.
It's just doesn't make sense. Like when you
can't
think
cook, I don't need you.
It don't need them.
But I don't need you.
But if you
don't need
them, if you think about this, it gets deep. Mm-hmm. Because you talked about the bond that we have as a kid with the opposite sex.
Yes.
And when you think about the bond we developed with our mother, even
who
as
could
young,
cook,
who put that titty in our mouth to feed us, to give us life.
Yes.
As babies, all the way up until us becoming young men and who poured into us. The meals was one of the versions she poured into us to give us life.
Yes.
You taking a baton.
Yes.
Right.
And now I got to deal with Chick-fil-A.
Right. And see, here's where the pretty women lose. The fine sisters, this is where they get their heart broke. When they find out they man left them or is dipping on them with a woman who don't look half as good. Self-esteem, dude. She don't look nothing like she. You know how she got him? She catered to his ego. She looked at what you would not do, and she did it. It is not hard for an unattractive woman to get an attractive woman's man. And any man to tell you when the lights off, everything's even. Click it again. When the lights are off. Okay, that unattractive woman might got skills and talents that you ain't even thought about having. And this is why the full-figured sisters don't be sweating the pretty girls. Mm-hmm. The average sisters don't be sweating them, because they know you ain't doing for him what I can do for him. So you giving Mike the sweet potatoes, Mike the potato salad, Mike the grilled salmon, Mike the jerk wings, Mike the turkey legs. And then one day Mike come home and you ain't home yet. And Miss Vanessa made some pineapple upside down cake. And Miss Vanessa said, Mike, you would have come get a slice of this pineapple upside down cake. And by the time you get home, he got Vanessa upside down in the pineapple upside down cake.
Slayer.
Now some sisters get lucky because they get a man who cook. Now, sisters, if you lucky enough to get a man who cook, you good. Because your man cooks. But if you are dating a man who's looking for his wife to be the chef, you better learn some recipes. I'm telling you. Every man has dated a woman who you otherwise would not have looked at until you ate her food. And once you ate that mac and cheese, she looked completely different. You was like, maybe that is Beyonce.
Right. The people laughing at this.
The power of food is no joke.
And it's deep. Yeah.
It's no joke.
I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing that we need that's gonna go a part of our day more than food, than a good meal. Man. It's nothing more important.
It's nothing more important.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
And it shows that she values you. It's psychological. It's sexual. The two strongest cravings of a man is sex and hunger. There's no getting away from that. Your stomach is right over your reproductive system. They're related. Like you said, the mother has our titty in our mouth without us getting into too much Sigmund Freud, because that's his whole thing. You know? But yeah, the mom had the titty in the mouth. So it is sexual with the food.
Right.
Because she's fulfilling a need, a basic human need, an appetite. Now, let me say this, because a sister just said, food can't keep a man. Let me say this to Black women. There's nothing you can do that will make a man not leave you if he wants out. But there are things, when done well, he will rethink that decision to leave you 100 times over. Mm. Because not every woman is made the same. Mm-hmm. Not in the kitchen, not in the bedroom. You get sisters who say things like, a coochie is a coochie. No, it's not. No, it's not. Some coochies got gold in it, platinum in it. Some coochies could do backflips, others can't. It's important that women know that, though, because they think, as long as it's a no. And we all know women are different, just like we're different. And sisters need to know that. But bigger than sex, though, bigger than sex, I think sisters need to make sure we pay more attention to them than their vagina. And they can do that by delaying our access to the vagina and making sure we spend more time out of the bedroom than in it. Because I think one of the weaknesses of Black relationships, too much time indoors, not enough time outdoors. And you know what I say to that, to any Black woman? If your man spends more time with you indoors than outdoors, sooner or later, that relationship is going to suffocate and die. Mm.
Now, when you say spend time outdoors, you mean dates?
Doing anything. Yes. Okay. Yes. And another mistake that women make when they get with us, they stop doing what they used to do when we met them. That's what attracted me to you.
In the first
used
place.
To work out every other day. Mm. Used to take your mother to church. Used to go with your girlfriends on, you know, sexy singles once a month, whatever. Why did you stop doing the things that attracted me to you? Women need to understand, keeping a man is war. I want you to hear what I'm saying, ladies. Mm. I want you to hear what I'm saying, ladies. And it's the same thing with us, too.
Yeah.
Same thing with us too.
Facts.
Women cheat just as much as men. They just know how to do it better so they don't get caught. The reason I say keeping a man is war is because once you conquer a country, you got to keep from someone else conquering it. When a woman finally gets the man she want, she got to keep him satisfied so the 16 other ones who ain't got a man don't get him. You see that?
Yeah.
And what happens with a lot of sisters is they let themselves go. Kitchen, bedroom, physically, their social life, their career, their business. Keep doing what attracted me to you. Don't reinvent yourself because you finally got me the way you wanted me. And it's the same thing with us. I hear sisters, they complain, Dr. Umar, my husband getting all fat. His jeans is getting tight. When I met him, he was swagalicious in the gym, ran ball. Now he fat, gut, beers every day, tight jeans. Brother, why did you stop being who you was when she met you? Mm. Just how you got her, you can lose her. Get yourself back together again. That's very important. And for my marijuana brothers who love smoking, that slows down your body's ability to respond when your woman is ready to get pleasure. You know, marijuana, THC, it slows down all your motor function. So if you are a weed head, it's going to be hard for you to get it up when she's ready for some, that Shango stick. Mm. So my weed head brothers, please be careful, because a lot of you marijuana addicts cannot perform in the bedroom. And I'm telling you right now, ooh, if your woman is on fire and you cannot perform, she going to go get her one of them 25-year-old corner boys. And you know what Mike going to do to that ass. He's going to tear up and send her home with the mac and cheese. He don't even want the mac and cheese.
He just wants the cheese.
He do it for free. Shout out to the members, ooh, man. Shout out to the nation. Shout out to Rashida Conley. She says, Dr. Umar, I haven't heard your thoughts on women without children dating or marrying men with children. How do women navigate that in the Black family?
Because I literally heard a woman, I just spoke to a young lady yesterday. She said, Ty, ain't no way in hell. I don't care. I'm not dating no man with kids, no matter what.
There you go again. There she go again. Unnecessarily cutting down and already dismally small pool of available men. I hear men say it ain't just women. To me, first of all, it's selfish. Let's just be a woman who won't date a man with children is selfish. A man who won't date a woman with children is selfish. Children belong to the community. How dare you say you don't want to date somebody with children? I think it's selfish. That's number one. Number two, why doesn't she have a child? Or is she planning to have one with this man who has children? Because I'm telling you right now, there is nothing more unhealthy than for a Black woman to not give birth to a child if God gave her the ability to do so.
Really?
Some of the meanest, nastiest women I've ever met in my life were without child.
Wow.
Do you hear what I'm telling you? Oh, yes. I remember I used to work in an office with all Black female psychologists. I was the only male. They were mean. They were nasty. The minute she got married, she turned into the sweetest person. The minute she had a child, she became the nicest. They changed overnight because Black women are meant to have birth under the right circumstances with the right person. But if a woman is in her 40s and she ain't had a child yet, I'm wondering why.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.